Yes, good morning to you all in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. Would like to share some this morning on the provisions that God has provided for us. We know that God has always provided for his children. The father heart of God would not let his children walk in a place where they would be abandoned and would not have their needs met, the same as we would not, as a father, would not leave our children to suffer and leave them without adequate provision that give them what they need in life. And so, as we think about it, God not only provides for the things that we naturally need, but he also provides for the things that we need in order to serve him, as he has expected of us to give our lives as a living sacrifice for his kingdom. He doesn't expect us and requires that life of sacrifice to him without giving us the tools and everything needed in order to fulfill that life. And so that solution or that abundance or the gifts that God gives are done all through Jesus Christ. And I would like to read a verse here so that we understand, literally understand, and I'm going to confess that for me, I'm still learning all the provisions that are in Jesus Christ. It's a little bit like owning a tool that you're not totally sure how to operate it, but you know certain things about it. It's a little bit like a computer. You're not always aware of everything that your computer can do. It's just, you know, a lot of times we know the basics of the computer, but we're not always aware of everything that the computer can do for us until we, you know, either someone tells us or we learn by mistake or whatever. But I would just like to say that that's been my experience in walking with Jesus Christ, that there's continually new things that I'm discovering that Jesus Christ is the solution for and the answer for. And naturally, through that, our love increases for him, our admiration and our joy and our longing to know him more increases as we discover these things. But reading here in John chapter 11, it's in the middle of the story where Lazarus was laying dead, and Mary and Martha were grieving. It says, in verse 9, Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if any man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." And I was thinking about that verse and just the simple truth of that. I'm not sure what made Jesus say that in the middle of that conversation there that they were having about Lazarus, because then later on he was saying, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep." I'm not sure why he put these verses in here, but I think what he was saying there is that if we walk in the day, if we walk in the light, we can see where we're walking. If we walk in the darkness, we're not very likely to you know, find our way, we're very likely to lose our way, stumble, and trip over things. And the other truth that goes with that is that Jesus is the light that came into the world and that he shined in dark places. So the solution for us as individuals is to walk in the light of Jesus Christ. And I have to think of, well, what does that mean? I mean, literally, what does that mean? It seems like we all have heard these phrases so many times. And, you know, we know them almost like we know the back of our hand, that Jesus is the light of the world. There's songs that, like that, and says it many a times in Scripture. But what does that mean, the light of the world? What does that mean for me? What does that mean for you? And that's what I continually am learning more and more of, is that Jesus is the light of the world. And I think what that means for me and for all of us is that, you know, how can I say this? If Jesus is the light of the world in my life and there's going to be no darkness, then that means that in my life, there cannot be any darkness. And I think what that's saying is that there should not be anything that is not manifested or brought to the light. And so when something is manifested, it's brought to the light. And I think what that means for us today is that everything in our lives should be manifested and should be open and honest before all. I believe what that means is that there should not be anything in our planning of the future, either our past, that, you know, that is not brought to the light. And there's such a safety in that, because usually one of our biggest enemies is to walk in darkness. As that says, if any man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. One of our biggest enemies in this life is to walk in darkness. And if we walk in darkness, it means that we are basically not, we are pretending to be someone that we really are not. A couple of the other terms that might be used for that is, you know, walking with a facade, or walking with a mask, or portraying to be someone in public that we really aren't holding in private, striving to be, or pretending to be someone with one group of people that we're not with another. And often when that comes out is to how we are when we are alone, or with, you know, at home or at work, in the places where we lay down our guard, the actions that we portray at that point is usually what, who we really are in our soul and our spirit. And that's really the way God looks at us as, you know, as individuals. So, but the other thing about that is, it's really, we're really fooling ourselves if we walk in that darkness, or if we pretend to be someone who we're not, because the bottom line is that God sees us who we really are, and so that, in the end, is how we're going to be judged anyway. The advantage that we have in walking in the light is if we just act natural wherever we go, sooner or later it will be made clear to us who we really are. The enemy that we have is when Satan puts that wool over our eyes and and makes us believe that we are someone who we're really not, which is basically hypocrisy. That's one of the tricks that Satan likes to play on people. He convinces them and persuades them that they are someone who they are really not. And so I think it's good for us to continually walk in such a way that we do not try to put on a front or put on a good image or a face with, you know, whoever we are with. And I think what that means is walking in the light. It's basically letting everyone know and allowing people to see who you really are on the inside. And so God has a way of taking care of our instabilities and our the things, you know, that we're ashamed of if we confess them. And that's the beauty of confession, is that when a man humbles himself and comes to the light, that's then when the blood of Jesus is applied and we are delivered from those things. So, just as Lazarus was raised from the dead, so in that same way, we can be raised from the things that are causing death in our lives. And that power is through Jesus Christ. So God bless you. I pray that you will have God's blessing upon your life today.